Well, part of it is that the left has no interest in being post-racial. I think they pretend to want to be post-racial, but they practice identity politics, which is divvying us up by race and gender and sexual orientation, and then making specific appeals based on those characteristics. So I think this whole notion that the left wants to be post-racial is false. And this is, I think, demonstrates that. What we see with this false narrative being pushed in the wake of the Garner and the Ferguson incidents. The problem is not police shooting black men. That is not what is driving the homicide rate in this country. It is non-police shootings of black men that is driving the homicide rate. Yet we have protesters all over this country pushing a false narrative, and everyone from the president on down refusing to simply correct the record here. Tension between the black community and the police department stems from black criminality in this country. High black crime rates. Blacks are about 13% of the population, but commit more than half of all murders in this country. Blacks are arrested at 2 to 3 times their number in the population for all manner of violent crime, all manner of property crime. If we want to address perceptions, negative perceptions of young black men, we have to address the behavior that is driving those perceptions. And that is not a conversation President Obama or Eric Holder or Al Sharpton or all the rest want to have, because they have a vested interest in pushing a false narrative, which is that racism is an all-purpose explanation of what drives what's wrong in black America.